the Rove and Sam catch-up.
Rove, you know how much I relish my privacy.
I sure do. That's why I don't even know your last name.
If you want to make sure you have privacy at your home, I suggest you contact Winston with a Y.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're the family business with over 48 years' experience who can custom make blinds, shutters, awnings and crimp-safe products for your house.
And if you contact them now, you can have it all ready by Christmas.
Oh, that's great, because I'm sick of that guy who keeps breaking in over Christmas and eating all our biscuits.
Who does that?
Oh, I saw him once. He's some guy in a big red suit with a white beard.
That's Santa Champy.
Look, I don't care what his name is. I just want him away from my biscuits.
So for your custom-made blinds, shutters, awnings and crimp-safe products, go to winstonwithawy.com.au.
That's Winston, spelled W-Y-N-S-T-A-N.
By the way, Rove, my last name's Frost.
Sam, be careful. Santa could be listening and he'll steal all your biscuits.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
Yep, July 2016, they've got...
Still together?
Yeah, that makes me happy.
We're trying to work out, this is not a bad game to play.
That's a great one.
We should go, are they still together?
Think of a celebrity couple. Yep. So Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas are still together.
What about, who else would I need to know about?
Like, I lost my brain when I found out Sarah Michelle Gellar and Freddie Prinze Jr.
are together.
Are still together after, like...
Are they?
Yep, after like 15
years
or
something.
Okay, here's another
one. Matthew Broderick and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Ding! They're still together.
They are?
Yep.
But didn't he have an affair?
Do you know what? It's hard to tell because a lot of the tabloids talk SHIT.
Right. That's true.
And it gets bled into our Australian media and we just assume, oh yeah, he had an affair, but we're just guessing.
Sure.
Can I just point out, this etiquette class that you've done...
It's twice.
Yeah, you've... Not sworn, and you've spelt out the word.
Guys, I'm learning.
You're learning.
There's a lot of period cramp talk at the start.
Yeah,
of
there was. Like off air, where you're pretty sweary mouth, but now on Chitty Chat, you're watching it.
Mate, I'm not too bad.
She's pleased with herself.
I am, guys. But Vampire. Yeah, I said period cramps because
I've got
period cramps, and periods are normal. So.
And cramps are normal.
Sure.
And do you know what's
Why
actually...
Why is that more... Oh, you can go.
Oh, go.
No, pure cramp talk, go.
No, I was going to say, it actually blows my mind. This morning, I was just like, period, you're so smart. It comes on the first of every month. The first of every month without fail.
What about if it's a leap year?
No, shit, I don't know.
Yeah, do you get...
What were you going to say, Rove?
I was going to say, firstly, from a female perspective.
Yes.
How, like, can you describe the feeling? For a guy, like, is it like when you have bad wind and you have, like, you know how your stomach knots up if you've got, like, or a gastro thing and you're cramping in your
like
tummy?
That.
But it's not a stomach thing. It would be in
your... It's just lower.
Lower, because it's right down
but
deep.
It feels like... This is so gross. But it feels like when you do have gastro and you're...
It's a cramp,
feel
cramp,
like it's
right?
coming. Something's about to come out. You know the end, but sure. It's like that, but in the front. That's the best way to describe it. And I always. This is actually quite a fun fact.
It is.
Fun fact.
I always have a dream because you always wake up. Well, not always actually. But for me, I wake up in the morning with it, and during that night, I always have very vivid dreams about giving birth. Like it's the same pain. It's like
it's
like a milder version.
That makes sense.
And I always have dreams about giving birth.
Yeah, I wonder if it's the same, if it's a contraction feeling.
Well, I asked my mum and she said yes. She said it's similar, but it's obviously like amplified by 1,000.
Such an ignorant question and I can't believe I don't know the answer to this. But that's what the cramping is because... All right, we're diving in.
Guys, we got it.
Because it's the shedding of the lining. So the cramping is the physical motion of it being shed, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the same thing because it's the same motion of the contractions to get a baby out.
Yeah.
So that would make sense. Oh my God. Oh my God, Sam. Birth contractions must be the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, but we have to go through this every goddamn month.
Yeah.
Until
right.
we're like 60 or whatever.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, 50. I don't know. 60? 50?
I think it's 70. Well, it kind of depends.
I don't really know.
It kind of depends. I remember my mum visiting when menopause started for her, and I don't think it's completely finished yet. And the hot flushes. Like she'd be inside, then she just walks outside. Like, oh, God, I need some fresh air. And she comes back in and is like, oh, I'm freezing cold. Now I'm boiling hot.
What is this?
Well, it's like when you get
kicked. Is this sex ed right now?
It is,
Jamie,
for you. It is
I
for
know
you, sunshine.
You're a young
Do you
boy.
Want to know or do you not
you bring
want
the
to
condoms?
Know?
Who brought the banana?
Pete from yesterday.
Oh, it was it finally Pete? As, yeah.
Now, I don't know how much show you can cut out today, Jamie, because that first hour was a bloody doozy.
Pure gold, really.
Oh, first break's going to be about the shit.
Yeah.
Jamie.
What? Oh, sorry.
S-H-I-T.
S-H-I-T.
No. Well, yeah.
Did anyone do anything for Halloween yesterday in the end?
I went to the tax man.
Oh, damn. Shitty tax.
An hour and a half.
What are you claiming on tax? What are you allowed to claim? Can you claim, like, if you... Here we
hair
go.
Hair gel, because we talk
hair
about
hair gel
on air.
Headphones.
Hey, this is a good point. I could do that.
I once had a very in-depth discussion with my accountant about things that, quote, define my character. So the idea that if I go on about Doctor Who, and that's a something that's very me, and if you were to say to anyone who listens to this show, what do you know about Rove? Oh, well, he's into Doctor Who, and Walking Dead and Star Wars. Then, you know, the idea of me buying a Star Wars hat is I'm like, yeah, you can kind of claim it. Not all of it. The key is not to go... what is it? There's a term. But yeah, like a significant, don't say, well, all of that Star Wars hat I can claim is because the only reason I bought it was for work. No, that's like, I don't know.
But even for us, anything that we have on our Instagrams, for example,
Netflix?
Like any
you should be able to claim Netflix.
Yeah, of course. You can do so many different things.
Guess what I claimed?
What?
Delta's number. You claimed that you have Delta's number.
What did you
claimed
claim?
That...
No, a claim to the tax man.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I misinterpreted the term.
What you brag about you on claim? Your social media?
What's one of your...
Fridgy.
I claimed Fridgy.
You should claim Fridgy.
I claimed Fridgy.
Absolutely, he's for work.
You know what? I'm calling it. I know that I don't like it here, but he's got lost in the system again. It's a bloody conspiracy. It is a bloody conspiracy.
Sam, dive into it.
Here's what I went to do. I went to go, right, what do I need to do to get Fridgy across the line? I'm pretty sure I mentioned this in the chitty chat. I'm going to go to the people that make these decisions. And it's not the creative people. It's the salespeople. It's the money makers. So I went to them and said, right, let's get a sponsor attached to Fridgy. You know how I get Fridgy across the line? Not because it's a great idea that we're 100% behind, because why would we want to do that? No. I'm going to say, guys, let's bring Fridgy back. They're going,
no, I don't know about Fridgy.
I would rather just a simple question and answer thing that doesn't bring any fun. Well, what if I was to say, we got a sponsor on board already. Boom. Great idea. Foolproof.
What would so the then sponsor you take be? It... Like the seal? A seal place?
Anything.
Like Taronga Zoo, you mean?
No, like a fridge seal.
Sorry, fridge seal. anything. I have options. Trust me, I had a list of options.
Oh,
and
sure.
I said, I actually said to them, get me on the phone. I'll say to them, here's the idea. Let me sell it to you. I'll explain it. I'll tell you what's a good idea. I'll tell you why Sam and me and Jamie will get behind it. Here's all we need. It's not even that much. It's a bloody ripper. And here's how it will help you and your company and la-da-da-da-da. It was like, great. Sounds good. Next thing I know, I'm like, oh, what happened to the Fridgy thing? I'm like, oh, and then someone else who works here, one of the higher-up people, came in and said, oh, now I've already spoken to a person's name from sales or integration or whichever one it is. They make up terms here. But who talked to the money people. And they said, so we're discussing that. Why are you? What? No, you come to me and you talk about it. Don't go across the hall to that other bloke. Because he'll just go, wait a minute. Well, hang on a second. Who approved this Fridgy thing? Nobody. That's why I'm trying to make it happen. And they went behind my back and squealed to the teacher. Hashtag disgust.
Well, I just fed them a whole bunch of chocolates, the sales team, fattening them up.
I'm kind of going in today and just go, what's going on?
And say, did you enjoy your chocolates? Well, guess who kept them cool?
Fridgy. Vampire story update.
Oh
yeah.
So we coming back from the playground yesterday. They're Halloween. There's kids everywhere. They're trick or treating. It took us so long to get home. I had to do so many. I was like a creep. I'm surprised the cops didn't pull me over for the amount of time to pass a kid and then circle the block to have another look at them, because Ruby's going, I want to see that witch again. And oh my God, that boy's dressed as a pumpkin. And where are the vampires? Where are the vampires? Anyway, we're going to bed and bedtime story time. And I said, she said, will you make up a story? I said, of course I'll make up a story. So I said, today the story is, I'm just off the top of my head. It's the, and Taz has said, oh, it's the amazing piano playing monster and the singing fairy. I was like, that's a great story. Let's go to bed with that. And then we're in bed and Ruby said, no, I don't want that story.
Oh, that sounds like a great story
I
though,
I said, that's what I said. I said, I'm really intrigued to see where this story's going to go. Mum's just throwing a title at me. I've got to work with the plot. Here we go. I've got a lot to work with, but who knows?
Family.
And she said, she goes, no, I don't want that. I want a story with friendly creatures in it. I was like, oh, okay. I said, well, it's a story of Sasha the panda and the funny little bunny. No, friendly creatures. I said, well, that's a long list. What sort of friendly creature? You tell me. She said, vampires and skeletons.
Oh.
And what'd she say? And monsters in bandages.
Oh.
The mummies. She does. I call them mummies. I think it gets a bit confusing. So we just call them monsters in bandages.
That is.
Especially with her mother has a bandage on her face at the moment from an accident that happened.
Relatable.
A stunt that went wrong. So now I've made it. Vampires are the friendliest creatures on earth and ended up in the story last night having a great time hanging out with the witch. The witch lost her cat and all the monsters had to band together to find the cat in time for Halloween.
Wow.
Quote, friendly creatures, end quote. Man, so anything else I can fix?
Every night you've got to make up a story.
How can I get a vampire across the line as a bedtime story for my child, and I can't say, make Fridgie happen. Yes, that woke him up. I just want to be a sheep pig, guys. Here's the significantly edited catch-up.
Roman Sam.
We come in every morning, Sam.
We do.
And there's stories that have happened overnight, things that the people need to know.
Yep.
It's not all Prince Harry and period paints.
Hey. That's a real thing. And also my legs are sore because I went to the gym. I just felt like I needed to justify myself.
Hey, you're a little soldier today. I want to make that very clear to everybody. You're working through a lot.
And you look very handsome in your beautiful shirt. I didn't mention that in the opener.
Now we're off topic.
Okay.
But every now and again, there are stories that come up. And look, they're fun stories. They're things we might want to talk about. But unfortunately, they revolve around a particular topic.
Yes.
And today was one of those days. There was no less than 3, possibly 7 stories that revolved around poo.
Yeah. I feel very uncomfortable talking about poo, to be honest.
So rather than spread it out during the whole show, we decided to concentrate it into one big pile that we could just force out.
Oh, don't!
Well, maybe just ease out.
Why do you have to do that?
Into one segment.
Shit, you may have missed!
Sound effect, guys. I mean, it's one thing talking about a natural thing that every woman goes through, and I know that every person has to go to the bathroom, but it's extra gross. Who is grosser? Is that sound effects?
That's in the music playing underneath.
Oh, my God.
But it's got nice piano.
Guys.
Hey, look, if the guy playing the piano had a flatulence problem, Sam, that's maybe why all this sort of stuff has happened.
You go.
A video has emerged on social media of a very grumpy man who has had to clean his own poo off the front lawn of his neighbour's house.
Yes.
He was drunk. He took a dump. She caught him. He had to pick it up. And, of course, there was a passerby with a phone ready to go.
What do you mean, what do you need to pick up? Pick up all the pieces of poop.
Show me what I got to pick up.
I don't want to show you all the individual pieces of poo. Like, can you just pick it up?
I don't know what I got to pick up.
It's poo. Pick up the poo part.
Oh, that was a big one.
That's epic shit.
Guys.
Sam, over to you.
Well, I've taken off my headphones because I don't want to listen to the sound effects in my ears while I'm trying to concentrate.
Something. You're missing some gold and, dare I say, some brown.
I'm trying to concentrate and do my job because I'm a professional, so let me...
Hey, look, very big story, this next one.
It is. A smartly dressed woman does a massive poo in lift, then walks away as if nothing happened. So footage from inside a lift shows a smartly dressed woman. She's wearing a long skirt, high heels, and she enters the lift... presses the floor she wants to go to, but seconds later, mate, she's crossing her legs, doing a little wiggle woggle, and...
Poo-tastic!
Guys! My word! People are waking up. They're having their breakfast. They're all right. On their way to work. They don't want to listen to this.
Hey, look, we're having a bit of fun, but guys, let's get serious.
I thought I was going too far.
No, this one's serious. This one's a serious one.
Ah, shitful.
There is...
This reminds me of the episode of The Simpsons where they've got that disgusting soundboard and they're taking the mickey of commercial radio.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm thought I'm talking to intelligent people here.
Here we go.
Here's the final story.
But guys, it started...
Why do people find poo so funny? I've
what
never
started,
understood
Sam,
that.
Sam, this is
Sorry.
Important. This is important. What started with a single plastic bag of excrement landing in a New York condo building laneway about a year ago has now become multiple bags starting to add up. Some days up to 5 clumps of poo can be found in a bag. Human or animal, it is unknown.
Oh.
They'd wind up on the ground near adjacent daycare centres on top of Portaloos everywhere.
Yeah, but guys, the daycare centre.
A resident wants to know who, quote, the poo bandit is behind it, saying it's just getting a lot worse now. It used to be once a month. Now there are multiple piles. Everyone's complaining. It's disgusting.
That's epic shit.
Wow. Look, let's just polish up our Acra Radio Award now. Because I think that's it. You've got it. And that was...
Poo-tastic!
I was waiting for the opener thing. Have we got the opener one?
Guys.
Let's close it off.
I don't feel like my Vegemite toast anymore.
Let's pinch this off and sign off for this edition of...
Shit, you may have missed...
All right.
There should never be allowed to air that many sound effects of pooping.
We're probably
popping.
Not meant to. We're probably not meant to. It is nearly 12 minutes past 6. We are only just into this show and I couldn't be happier with what we've done so far. Happy birthday, Alex Spurway.
Alex Spurway, happy birthday.
You got it. You wanted it, you got it.
Roman Sam.
Yesterday, Sam, we were talking about bad places to go for a date.
Sure.
And, well, this one just kind of slipped up. Funeral.
Oh.
That would be one of mine.
Don't... I personally love it. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, can you pick up at a funeral? Oh, look, we're getting distracted.
We are getting distracted.
It slipped up and it slipped out.
Oh, getting distracted. That doesn't sound like us.
But it raised the question of, okay, are there lines in the sand where there's just places you can't pick up?
Yeah, can't pick up at a funeral.
But look, whether you can or can't morally, I think is not the question. It's has anyone?
Yeah, well,
has
on
anyone
wedding
actually
crashes,
done it?
They said that they hooked up at a funeral. I've recently been to a funeral,
right?
And someone had said, "Well, you know, the best place to pick up is at a funeral," and I was like, "What?" Apparently, people do, but I can't believe it.
Well, look, I'm sure. I guess what we're asking is, if you have 13 10 60, we would love to hear if you've picked up at a funeral.
Schmooze on in, hand them a tissue, give them a big cuddle, and
of
then
of course they're very sad occasions. But that's not to say that you know. People... What?
Jamie just the button pushed did a really inappropriate reference.
What?
Sorry.
Was there a tissue reference there?
Sorry,
oh, what
guys.
Is happening today? It's Alex's birthday, our executive producer. She's upset because Prince Harry is now off the market and she can no longer be a royal.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, we're getting sidetracked about our sidetrack. So the idea of it being out of bounds, you would think someone would come in and say, you know what? That girl's quite cute. I might go. And I'm not saying you're part of, you know, you're connected to the person who has passed away, because that would be really weird. But who knows? Who knows?
Oh.
But the idea that even if
your husband's just passed and you creep on in.
So you're single now. Like, that would be inappropriate. It would be, right? Of course. You brought it up.
I know.
But
it makes me so sad. They're grieving, guys. What? I just had a story from before. I'm all worked up.
But even if you thought it was a good idea, even if you're not part of the person who's connected on the day,
yeah.
If you see a random person, and you're like, oh, hello, even if you went up to them, they also have to go, sure, why not?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of factors involved that would say to me, surely it hasn't happened. There's no way someone has picked up at a funeral. But if you have, please prove me wrong. We would love to hear the story. 131060. Have you picked up at a funeral?
Roman Sam.
Daniel in Penrith has called in. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Have you picked up at a funeral? I'm assuming so because you've called.
I haven't picked up at a funeral, but my ex did.
Oh, what happened?
It was my nan's funeral.
Hang on. Your mum's funeral?
Nan.
No, my nan.
Oh, nan's,
my
right.
My nan, yeah.
Still, your right, okay.
And your ex-boyfriend, is that
yes.
right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Keep going, Daniel. So hit us.
We were at my nan's funeral. She was extremely important to me. He went missing. And I was just like, oh, that's a bit unusual. And I thought, oh, I might go try and find where he is. And as you do, I went into the bathroom and found him with another man.
What a P.O.S. And was he your ex at the time, or was it your boyfriend?
No, he was my boyfriend at the time. Daniel!
Oh, my God! What did you do? Did you blast him? What a P.O.S.! That makes me so mad. You just lost one of the most important women in your life, and he's off kung fluttering around in the toilet? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. What did you do?
Yeah. I kind of got a little bit angry.
Yeah, you did.
I kind of barged the door.
So yeah, kicked it open.
Yeah,
full action Daniel, hero.
You know, if it's not too insensitive to say, start digging another grave because you're next, champ. Hey, Daniel. So who was the other dude that he hooked up with?
It was someone that I kind of knew but didn't quite know quite well, but my ex didn't know him. He was just a random.
It shouldn't matter.
That's disgusting.
Oh my everything, Daniel.
It's disrespectful.
Absolutely.
It's embarrassing. It's, you know, it hurts a lot.
It does, but it can be done. Obviously, those two like-minded individuals, what the circumstances. How's this, Sam? We have Dane on the line now. Dane is a funeral director. G'day, Dane.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Very, very good. So let us in. You probably know this better than anyone. You would see a lot of these, and you're looking at it from a professional standpoint. The emotion is taken away. You're probably scouring the room, seeing what's going on, who could be my next customer. What have you seen? Do people
You see some oldies and think, oh, you're next.
But yeah. Hand out your business cards just in case.
Give me a call. So, Dane, have you seen people pick up at funerals?
I have. I've been, you know, you stand, like every funeral's different, but you stand, you know, you can be standing at the door at the church or the chapel and you know, when people come out afterwards, you hear, oh, you know, oh, I haven't seen you in so long, or, oh, can I grab your number? And you just sit there and you've really got to keep a straight face and think, here's somebody who's just lost their nana and they're being asked out on a date, you know?
I guess that's it, isn't it?
Jane loves it!
Because if people haven't caught up with each other in a while... Dane, have you ever thought
here's a sympathy hug now, can I have your number?
Actually, right. Do a little swipe of their area at the same time, right?
So
that's what happens.
So Dane, have you ever
Dane is having a great time.
Have you ever thought of skimming a bit off the surface yourself on the side?
Yep.
No.
Has anyone sort of have you ever been a shoulder to cry on?
No.
Dane.
I've seen a few nice looking young girls at funerals, put it that way. But,
hello.
Because I've got the uniform on, I really can't go there.
Oh, women love a man in uniform.
We do. We really do.
All right.
It doesn't matter if you're a funeral.
When I'm carrying someone's coffin, it's not a good look. So.
Fair enough.
But he's so compassionate.
Look, there's a stiff joke there, but I'm not going to go with it. Broken Sam. Australian singer-songwriter Betty Who is back in Australia performing some special one-off gigs around the country. I'm really rapt to have Betty on the show because now I'll be able to find out if she has any relatives with a medical background, because that would be really exciting. Yes, that's right. That was a Doctor Who reference on this show and no one saw it coming. Take that, producers. Rovi wins again. Hello, Betty Who.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We are well. Congratulations on the success of I Love You Always Forever.
Thank you very much.
Now, is it a weird feeling to have success with a cover? Of course, by all means, success is success.
Totally. I'll take what I can get at this point, for sure. It is a little weird just because mostly we didn't intend it to be this at all. I was just putting it out to put it out and have fun, and I love singing it, so why wouldn't I? And then it ended up doing what it did here, and it went platinum here, and I got presented with my first plaque the other day.
Oh.
It was very exciting.
Where do you put the plaque?
I haven't decided, bathroom or hallway. Because bathroom feels kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I think hallway is a little more like, yeah, check out, check me out.
Well, I think it's Susan Sarandon who has her Oscar as a toilet roll dispenser.
I think that's the funniest
that's so
thing.
Cool.
Well, what do you do? What are you meant to do? Like, you can't have a picture of yourself. We got a giant poster of ourselves in our office.
Yes,
it's embarrassing.
Oh, no, it's not.
I think it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, she loves it. Yeah. We're into it.
It's me.
Exactly. Check me out. Yeah, right.
But does it feel good?
Yeah, it does. It's sort of like surreal.
You're our ad campaign.
I know. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, well.
Tammy, get on.
Are you ready for this?
Well, I need to see
Betty,
the ad.
You are in our ad. We are not in
our ad. We're not even kidding.
There's a lot of people dancing around, having a great time, listening to you.
That's all I've ever wanted.
But not us.
Right, great.
You're more important than us on our station, so congratulations.
You should have a big poster here, not us.
I think that's a fair comment.
I think we need a new ad where all of us are in it together.
That makes sense.
How about that?
Oh, my God.
We'll work on it.
From your ears to whoever makes the ads.
Yeah.
Your new single, Human Touch, is in November.
Yes, it's happening.
That's coming. That's just around the corner, guys.
I know. I can't wait.
Is it upbeat?
Little sexy jam, if you will. It's sort of about running into an ex-lover, if you will.
Right.
And seeing them and sort of being like, you know, you don't have to tell me you love me. It's fine. But let's just see what happens for old time's sake.
Great.
Oh, like the comeback around again.
Yeah.
Hop on the good foot and do the bad thing.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
You can borrow if you want.
Have you ever done that?
I have.
Is this what the song is about?
Sort of, a little bit, yeah. It's kind of like I was dating a guy for a while and we were long distance, whatever. It was silly. We didn't see each other ever. So we kind of fell out of touch, and then I saw him again, and it was kind of like, you and I both know that we're not going to get back together because I'm going back to where I'm going. But it's nice to be with somebody who you're familiar with. When you have that moment with somebody, I think it's kind of hard to not feel that way about somebody forever, right? When you're sort of intimate with them for a little while. And so I think that's kind of what, on an emotional level, that's what the song is about. But although, you know.
And I like the fact that you can come back to it, especially if it was a relatively amicable split. It's travel or what have you.
Totally.
The idea that you can come back to it, and now we know the rules, guys.
Yeah.
So we can have a bit of fun.
Totally.
We know it's going to work. Totally. Remember that thing you used to do? Yeah. You still do that? And boom.
Totally.
Everyone goes home happy. No, do I have to call? It's like, I'll see you.
Maybe I'll do it again.
Maybe
I won't. And it's fine. Totally.
Betty Hoos, I Love You, Always Forever, is out now. And we're looking forward to the new single, new album.
Thank you so
everything.
Much. I can't wait.
Coming
I'm very
soon.
Excited.
Continued
thank
success.
You.
Thank you for keeping the station
thank
afloat.
You so
thank
much.
You so much.
Rogan Sam.
Guys, we've got a gorgeous producer, Cody. She's very talented. She's very good at her job. She's fun. But she's really bad at dating.
Oh.
I know. Like, you know, and sometimes you think, oh, I wish I could have a friend to help me.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where I come in. I mean,
you're such a good person, Sam.
I am. And I like to help people. I live to give. It's my motto in life.
It is.
So I'm taking over Cody's love life.
Sure.
I'm organizing a few bits and pieces, getting some men happening, and then she'll eventually go on a date. But before she goes on a date, Rove, I thought, you know what, I should give her some styling tips because fantastic as she is, I mean, yes, we do have to get at work at 4:30 in the morning, so I know you don't look your best.
Well, she tries her best with what she has.
I know, which isn't a lot.
No.
But that's okay.
That's why you're here, Sam.
That's why
look
I'm
at
here.
You. I've seen you on the front of Cosmopolitan. I've seen you voted in lists. You've been a stylish, sexy person and an interesting, fascinating person before.
Thank you. I get my stuff from Kmart. But, guys, sometimes
but
for
you
those
make
shoots...
it work.
For shoots, guys, I have a stylist. And my very favourite stylist, his name is Denny. And he's the one that's helped me with those magazine covers.
Mm-hmm.
And all the rest of it. Guys, have you seen it? Anyway, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to bring him in. He's the expert because I really don't know what I'm doing, but I like to pretend.
Sure.
So that's what I did yesterday with Denny the stylist, Cody our producer, and myself.
We've got the very talented stylist Denny.
Hey.
What's usually your style, apart from smock?
Should we start with sports lux?
Oh, sports lux. Yeah. I've got a tissue box too, so you can just do a bit
helpful.
Of stuff.
Always helpful. And then these crazy Perspex shoes.
Hot. So these shoes, they're kind of like a plastic bag around your foot with a heel. It's going to get really sweaty, a bit stinky. Maybe the guys can put their hand down there and feel how moist you are.
Yeah.
And make sure you stuff your boobs. You need it.
You like it? Does it look good?
Imagine if she rocked up to a date like that.
I feel
think, you know, we might try top it, you know. We want to go above and beyond. I think that a gown will do that.
Guys,
it's got, like, built-in boobs, so you won't have to worry about tissues.
No tissue.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful. Look at your fake boobs they've got in.
No, they're not fake. All real.
Oh. Didn't know she had a rack like that, guys.
Do you know what? I think you should do the ball gown with the Glad Wrap heels.
There's so much material just around my feet. I'm just trying to help you, and all you're doing is complaining. You would be sitting at home crying with ugly, holy knickers on, because that's what I imagine you're doing in your spare time.
No, I have great undies.
That's gross. I didn't ask about your undies. So we're going for the ball gown look, which is banging. It's elegant, classy. You look like a bit of a tool, which will be hilarious for me. Then you go on dates. Brilliant. I'm a genius.
I really am, guys. Cody, you're such a good sport. God, I love
you. Of course she's a good sport. You were doing an amazing service for her to improve her love life.
I know, guys. I live to give. So tomorrow, we've got a whole bunch of guys, but we've got three finalists.
Oh, great.
Can I just quickly say, over 2,000 people commented wanting to date Cody. Mate, I'm just saying, if it doesn't work out with these three, just scroll through the comments and take your pick.
Do what every bachelor and bachelorette person does.
What's that? What
I
do they do?
I don't know. Just
go for someone else?
Yeah, just go wide.
Ah, just kidding. So tomorrow
She's fine now, guys. It's all good.
We're going to meet the top three finalists.
Yep.
Well, you know, we're going to do a bit of a meet and greet. But guys, you can check out the styling video online at todayfm.com.au.
I get the impression you do not want to miss this outfit.
Oh, she's such a babe. God, love you, Cody.
I have seen what I think is part of the outfit. Is that what's in our office?
Oh, yeah, it is.
With
surprise.
With those see-through boots? My God, check out the video online today.
Rogan Sam.
Wow, Sam, there is a new phenomenon that is happening. Mum bullying.
Yes.
Now, everyone's probably aware that there's plenty of bullying at school.
Oh, it's awful. But in the workplace, even.
In the workplace as well. But how about this? Imagine if it's not your kid being bullied at school, but you by the other mums, because according to them, you're not up to snuff.
That's right. We saw an article, a lady by the name of Lucy Smart. She wrote an article for Mamma Mia about the anxiety she gets when she drops her kids off at school. So basically, she has heard from other mothers that there are parents that are saying, you know, I hear that she never sees her husband either. The marriage won't last. She's saying because she has to start work early and she doesn't drop her kids off at school that she's a bad mum, and that's why they misbehave. And
it's basically them thinking we are doing a better job of raising our kids than you are raising your kid. I'm sure a lot of people have that opinion from time to time, but at the school, you would think that the parents would be united to have the best possible place for their kids to be.
Exactly.
If it's not already tough enough for the kids, you don't want to be picking up your child in a car that's not very good. Or, oh, she's the one who's always 5 to 10 minutes late. Or we look at what you're doing and we don't think it's right, and that explains why we don't think your kid is a perfect match for our child in the playground.
You basically summed up my entire primary school. We used to go to school just very quickly in this huge, like, because there's six of us, this bomb red van, and it was so embarrassing. And I'm like, oh man, we're always late, so we probably weren't liked very much at the school.
Well, you would think when you finish school, the whole status play thing wouldn't really come into effect. You wouldn't have to worry about that anymore. And parents probably worry about their kids enough without having to think, oh my God, is it my fault
exactly.
that my kid is unpopular at school because other snobby parents are judging me?
It's awful. It seriously is really sad. And you think, you know, when you're an adult, you shouldn't have to worry about these things. But basically, you know, these parents are saying, you know, if you don't live in the most expensive suburb or not taking them to church on the weekends, buying the most trendiest clothes, whatever that means, you know, that you get given a hard time, and it's just awful, and it's awful to think that this is happening.
Now, we didn't even know that this was even a thing until this morning.
Yeah.
So maybe there's someone out there who has had to deal with this type of thing. Maybe you're listening right now going, oh, yeah, if you only knew, well, then fill us in. 131060, have you been judged at school? As a parent, of course, we're talking about here.
Rogan Sam.
Rhonda, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Now, have you come across parents being bullies?
Oh, 100%. They go straight to their children, tell their children what they think so they can pass it on.
Have you experienced this yourself?
100%. Yep. My daughter had a friend from kindergarten, and in year four, they told my daughter that her house was just renovated. It wasn't knocked down and rebuilt. The car that I drive is pretty crap. Why did your mum buy a new car? Just going through the kids to get back to me for no reason at all.
Yeah, well, it's such a horrible thing, Rhonda. We're sorry to hear that, especially like for your kids who...
And the kids don't need to be.
It's home. Oh. It's your parents. They wouldn't know. To sort of plant that sort of thing in their head at such a young age is a horrible thing.
Exactly. And what, they grow up humble. That's the only... You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Callie in Mona Vale, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Now, have you experienced parents that have been bullies?
Yeah, I have a lot due to the fact that I'm a single mum. So they find that we aren't capable. You know what I mean? So all the kids will be like, yeah, can we stay over at their house? And I'll be like, oh, we'll let you know. You know what I mean? And it never happens.
So they just think you're not able to handle the situation and just judging
pretty
you purely
much.
On your yeah. situation.
Oh, that's yeah. awful.
Which pretty is much. a terrible thing. Have you ever had the chance to, you know, fire back or have like defend yourself, I guess? Not that you really should have to.
Not really. Well, we don't even get invited to anything. But it's funnily enough, like with his dad and his partner, they get invited to everything.
Oh, that's
so
not
that's
cool. Right.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're not married, you're not in the circle
that's
kind
crazy.
Of thing. You know,
when yeah. you know, who knows? Some of these people looking down might be in a marriage that isn't perfect themselves, but they put on the facade to make it all look good.
Yeah, exactly.
I would have thought it's a bit more commonplace nowadays to sort of have a single parent and for it to be embraced as something that's it's not an easy job to do.
It's a
if
tough
anything,
job.
You know, you deserve more kudos for it.
Exactly. Tom from Mountain Druitt. Good morning, Tom.
How's it going, sir?
Very well, thank you. Now, have you experienced this?
Yeah, not myself, but from a father's point of view, you know, like my wife, you know, she copped it a fair bit before we moved and that. And, like, yeah, she used to go and drop the kids off at school and that, and, you know, look, you know how it is back in the school days, you know, mothers, you know, all joining it up into one group, you know, so she was always the odd one out and, you know, they'd be saying on how, you know, she, you know, she's always on her own and that because I'll work away as an interstate truck driver.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm home, you know, 14 days, you know, I may be home, you know, 3 to 4 days out of 14.
Yep.
You know, so I'm not really home and, you know, but at the same time, mate, we all have a house and that's a pay, you know, and, you know, so she used to come home to me and say, you know, look, I'm upset, you know, like these people, you know, they're always saying on how, you know, our relationship's bad, you know, I'm not doing right by our kids because you're never home. You know, so one of my days when I was back in town, you know, I actually went with my wife and that to drop these kids, to drop the kids off at school. And, you know, she was like, you know, it's those ones over there, you know, they say it all the time. I've gone up to them and I've said, look, you know, ladies, I understand the situation, you know. I work away a lot as a truck driver, you know, but at the same time, you know, we all have a house and that to pay off. You know, we all have bills and stuff. Unfortunately, my work as a father, okay, is to provide the bread and food for the, you know, for the family. I work away to do that.
Well, good for you, Tom. Good for you.
Yeah. Oh, that's... And your poor, beautiful wife, she would have been so...
And I reckon they would have crumbled because they never expect anyone to actually acknowledge, hey, we know what you're saying behind our back.
Exactly.
And I'm going to put it to you that you are wrong.
It just sounds awful. And these parents, like, you know, I'm sure that there are even people possibly listening that do talk about other parents behind their back. So,
sure.
You know, I think people just need to... I don't know what the solution is.
Just think about the example that you're setting for your kids.
Exactly. And do you want your kids to be bullies and be judgmental?
And a little bit of how would you feel if the roles were reversed?
Exactly.
And because maybe you aren't perfect in some way. That imagine your kid coming home and going, you call this a Porsche?
It's like the movie Bad Mums.
That's exactly what it's like. Thank you, Sam.
Rogan Sam.
Prince Harry. Lots of rumours going around that he's got a new girlfriend. I think it's BS. It's potentially BS. Because the only thing that they're basing this off is the fact that they're wearing the same bracelet.
Boom. They're in love. I knew it.
Like, and it comes from the Sun, and the Sun is not a very good source.
Doesn't matter.
Saying.
It doesn't have to be a good source. It is. I came in this morning. saying to every possible lady in the building, how do we feel about this? And, well, there was one outspoken individual who had a lot to say, and it's not just because it's her birthday.
And she looks very pretty today.
And we're trying to
she
indulge
looks so
her.
She's beautiful.
And she's also got a Melbourne Cup fascinator. That's a lot to take in.
I love this story so much.
Producer Alex Burway.
Hi, everyone.
So you are very happy. I thought the idea
this
of
is print, the best.
This was our last chance for anybody to make their way into the royal family, and now you've all been shut out.
Nah, I'm happy for him. He's found love, and it's with the best human ever.
Now, she's an actor on the TV show Suits.
Yeah, I've got a lot of info on her.
Oh, have you done some homework?
Sorry. I know you're the boss.
I'm really excited.
You're crushing our creativity.
What have you got?
Guys, I made an opener.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
Play it, Jamie. Prince Harry romance. It's great.
No, play it again, please. Play it again. We need to really absorb this.
I nearly swore the first time I heard that. Do it again.
Play it again, Jamie.
Oh, shivers.
Okay,
it's not playing. Good one, Jamie. I'm going to talk to you after the show.
The machine refuses to do it.
Here we go.
Royally loved up.
No, that's my other one.
Oh, my God. How many did you make?
It's hard to explain, but I can't play it again. It's hard to explain.
Okay, Jamie, get off the mic. All right. Okay, there's a few things that we need to know about Meghan Markle.
Let's do it.
So she is the awesome woman from Suits. She's mm-hmm. so attractive. If people don't know who she is, I'm going to give you a few updates.
Does she have a brain too and a great personality?
I'm going to get there. She's very smart. Do you know why?
No.
Why? She studied international relations.
I don't even know what that means.
She's like a diplomat, basically.
That's like George Clooney's
so
missus.
So it's perfect for Prince Harry's. Prince Harry's?
Yes.
It's perfect for Prince Harry.
He likes to travel the world.
Exactly. So she knows all about it. Okay. Second thing. A little bit of a quirky one. She's biracial. She's African-American and Dutch.
Great. What?
That's a goodie.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bit interesting.
I don't know what does that mean he has to do?
It's good. It's
does
like,
that mean he has to do weird things?
No, it doesn't.
What does it mean?
I don't know why I said that. We'll keep going.
All right. Whatever they choose to do is whatever they choose to do.
Her dad worked in showbiz.
Okay.
So? That's a bit cool. She used to be a briefcase deal or no deal chick.
Really?
What is that?
That's a great
is that
one.
Really?
Yeah, it's adorable.
Is it?
That's a great... Imagine that.
Are
look,
you
imagine
joking?
They have to go on some diplomatic mission where they have to offer aid to a foreign country. She could have it in a case. Oh, I'm so into this.
It's
keep going.
It's so good. Prince Harry never, ever, ever, ever dates brunettes.
No.
Ever.
No.
And she's a brunette. And they're wearing the same bracelets.
That's all they're basing
Sam,
this on.
Stop this. Just get involved.
And guys.
I've got the last one.
Okay, here we go.
This is the best.
This could bring it across the line or kill it.
This will
dead.
Really help her out if she actually has royal duties to do, if this all comes about.
Of course she has royal duties to do.
She's really good at calligraphy.
How do you know that?
She's really good at it.
How do you know?
I just know these things. I've been very obsessed with
this
story for 24 hours.
She's done research, Sam, much like Prince Harry has. That's a fine catch of a woman, all wrapped up in a perfect package.
Prince Harry romance.
That's it. That's it for me. I'm so glad we talked about Prince Harry. I love this story. He's hot, she's hot. They need to get together and tour the world. I love it.
Happy birthday,
oh my
Alex Burway.
Yes.
Wow.
But guys, they were wearing identical bracelets.
We can't stress this enough.
This is ridiculous. Great catch up today, Ro.
I had a ball too. I think I'm feeling good because of all the rest I'm getting at home.
I'm guessing you've got your new blinds.
That sounds a little personal, but yes, you're right. Our friends at Winston with a Y came down and sorted us out, not only with new blinds, but also awnings and CrimSafe products.
That's the sort of service you receive when you're dealing with the family-owned business that has over 48 years' experience.
And as I discovered, if you contact them now, you can have it all sorted by Christmas.
So go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston with a Y.
Why?
Well, because that's how they spell their name.
No, I know. I was just reminding people why.
Why is it spelt with a Y or just Y?
Why?
Why am I asking you about the why and why are you talking about the why?
You've really had too much sleep, haven't you?
Thanks to Winston Blinds, Awnings and CrimSafe, I'm chock full of the energy and I'm ready to zing.